And it's time now for sports. For some fans, the real basketball season starts tonight. Oh, that long season finally over, and the 16 playoff teams launch their seven-game series this weekend, hoping to make it to the finals in June. Our own Ron Rappaport joins us now. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Sorry.
Closer to the mic there.
We just did. Ron, what's so exciting? Aside from the opportunity to talk to you, my man, what's so exciting about this year's playoffs?
Well, you know, usually when the playoffs start, Scott, there's sort of a wake me when we get to the conference championships feel to them. This year. They really look to be wide open. We were talking to Charles Barkley and Reggie Miller in a conference call the other day. Barkley said the only thing that would surprise him is that if Detroit or San Antonio weren't in the finals, but nothing else would. And Reggie Miller said that every team in the playoffs is one twisted ankle away from elimination. They're really close this year.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what Charles Barkley told you. Funny, he told me something else, but I can't repeat it.
What a surprise.
He said, keep it between just you and me, Scooter. What matchups are you looking forward to the most?
Well, take a look in this first round at the Suns and the Lakers. Suns have seeded second, Lakers seeded seventh, no contest, right? Except the Lakers do have Kobe Bryant, who only averaged 42.5 points a game against them this year and can dominate a game like nobody since Michael Jordan. And some of the other lower-ranked teams, I'm thinking Washington, Chicago, Sacramento, Dallas, the Clippers, lower seeded, have had good seasons, are really not seeding anything.
I like the look of Dallas, I must say. Well, I don't know how they're going to get at this level, but I don't know. They're fun to watch.
Well, the whole thing is kind of wide open. If you want a perfect metaphor for how competitive the postseason may be, take a look at the race for most valuable player. I'm not sure I've ever seen so many voters saying, oh, I like this guy. Here's my candidate. But if any one of five or six other players got in, they wouldn't complain. Steve Nash of the Suns is the favorite to win again.
Yeah.
But Dirk Nowitzki of Dallas, LeBron James of Cleveland, Kobe Bryant, Chauncey Billups of the Pistons, Dwayne Wade, Elton Brand, they're all legitimate candidates. I've never seen a race quite like this one.
I'd go with Chauncey Billups myself. Can't quite put my hand on it, but in any event, the way he usually does. Do you want to make any fearless predictions?
Well, it's awfully hard to guess against or vote against the Spurs and the Pistons. I think it may end up that way, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun on the road toward that playoff, toward that championship. That it's these early rounds that are going to be fun.
So what about Dallas-Detroit?
Detroit's going to win that one.
Okay. Talk to you later, Ron Rappaport.
Okay.